Hey friend, welcome to Remarkable Results Radio's episode 498. Well, not too far away from the 500th episode milestone. Well, this episode focuses on the story of how Dynamic Automotive, a multi-store operation from Frederick, Maryland, built its leadership team.
We did his review last year. In 10 years, he wants to lead the location he's at. Now, that's a long burn, but in the next 10 years, we're going to give him the training that when that day comes, he's going to be ready to take over.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, friends. Carm Capriotto here. Now, you know that Apex 2019 is in the record books. I must say that Apex, for me, lived up to presenting leading-edge technology from suppliers, but also they did a great job of showcasing emerging technology of tomorrow. They covered it A to Z. Now, you have plenty of time to plan for 2020. Write this down on your calendar. November 3rd through the 5th, 2020. Apex, got to get there. Now more than ever. Hey, just one word of housekeeping. I know how much of a fan you are to all the podcasts we create. Now, we just made a really big move, and we split all three shows you've come to love, all three formats, into their own podcast subscription feed. So all you need to do to get all the content that you are missing is go to your app, most likely the one you're listening to now, and search for Town Hall Academy and subscribe, and then For the Record and subscribe, okay? You've got to add Town Hall Academy and For the Record to your subscriptions. Now, there's also another option that may work on some apps. Type in my name and you'll find all the shows, Carm Capriotto. Capriotto, last name. Thanks for doing that, and I appreciate it. Leadership. Now, we talk a lot about leadership on the podcast. At Dynamic Automotive, leaders are grown, and leadership is encouraged in this multi-shop operation from Frederick, Maryland. Now, I wanted to better understand how their culture is a bedrock to grow leaders, and you get to be a fly on the wall to hear of their great strides. Joining me in studio at Apex 19 are Dwayne Myers, a partner in the business, Mark Murphy, lead technician, Todd Zimmerman, location leader, and Bob Allen, VP of operations. This episode will help you uncover the investment in people, their roles, trust, and the responsibilities that grow leaders. This team builds upon the success of each other. It's refreshing to see an organization that demonstrates that the sky is the limit for individual growth and opportunity. Now, at Dynamic, a technician can become a location leader, and they know it. The Dynamic story can be a blueprint for you to build your leadership team. Now, if you see the potential in your people, find out what they want and do everything you can to make it a reality. Work hard to support their dreams and build leaders who can make decisions and take your company to new heights. Hey, everybody, back at Apex 2019, Level 2 in the studio. I got a great panel here for you. It's going to be an exciting discussion. My friend Dwayne Myers from Dynamic Automotive calls me last week, and we started to talk about your business, your growing business, and the culture. I mean, I have to tell you, I think the culture of Dynamic is one of the best in the entire industry, and I know you work hard to make it the way it is and to continue to build it. By the way, congrats on the brand new building that's coming up soon. It's really great. But the culture that exists in Dynamic wasn't something that happened overnight. And I know you were building it. And, you know, you say, well, I got these great guys that are with my business and they're going to be there. And I said, why don't we bring them in the studio and talk about, you know, this great adventure called Dynamic Automotive. And, you know, we could go on and talk about the apprentice program that you're so involved with and all the things in the industry. But I really want to talk about the career pathing that has been really critical in helping you grow your business, where the leaders are there when you need them and that you're building them. Is this absolutely near and dear to your heart? And can you take some of the credit for why these guys are here in this room and that you've paid for them to be here?
I can't take the credit for how great they are. I just help them. We've learned over the years that by giving opportunities to our team, They take advantage of those opportunities.
But if I worked for you, Dwayne, and you built me up and you offered me opportunity, I got to give you some of the credit for guiding me.
Well, I also know that they did the same for me. I learned through the mistakes I've made with them, and we grew together. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in now, able to spread the word about career paths and apprenticeship and be able to get out in the industry and try and make it better for everybody. These guys and gals that we have made such a huge difference for us and our company. We're able to grow, and I just think this is a great opportunity to spread the word on how shop owners can develop their team and really grow. And we maybe make a difference and a change in this industry, get more people in it because they know we're going somewhere.
The biggest takeaway, I mean, we can stop this interview, turn off the recorder, and there's the strength of the message for the entire industry, and that it's a team effort, but you got to have an unbelievable purpose. Hey, Bob, you work at which store?
The new location that we started before years in February.
Okay, great. By the way, I forgot, Bob Allen is with us, Todd Zimmerman and Mark Murphy. Good to see you guys, and we'll kind of go over each of the positions that they have. And it's really kind of cool to be able to have, you know, one of the partners of Dynamic with us in the room, and three really key leaders in the company. Vice President of Ops, Robert. Is it Bob or Robert? You prefer Bob?
I prefer Bob.
Okay, good. Bob is the Vice President of Ops and a location leader, and you love to get up every day and go in and say charge?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a heck of a ride. I started as a technician for the company and have grown my way up through it. With the help of Dwayne, Lee, Jose, you know, they've mentored me up to being able to handle the customers and not worry about the cars so much. So.
Mentoring, Bob, there's so many ways to mentor. Were you the guy who went to the well for information, or did they come to you and guide?
I'd say most of the time that I'd go to them, but they were right there with me.
And by the way, everyone who's listening, that's one of the key principles of what mentoring is. The mentor is there for the person when they need that help. And if you don't go to the well and ask for it, they're going to just sit back figuring you know it and you got it. So a mentoring relationship, if you know how it works, you go to the well. And then it helps guide you, and then you help make your own decision. Todd Zimmerman's with us. Todd is a location manager. What store?
I'm with the Liberty Town store.
With Liberty Town.
Yes.
Good town?
It's a small town in a big city, so it's definitely evolving over the years, but it's still got that small town charm.
How long you been with Dynamic?
I've been there almost 12 years.
Wow. These are keepers. Are you a Gen Xer or a millennial?
somewhere in between.
Okay, somewhere in between. I get it. Change jobs every 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years, so yeah. The 12 years is a testament to you guys, to Dwayne. Your greatest challenge in leading your team and in dealing with all the tech we have and e-commerce today. What's going on with you?
Oh, it's ever changing. Every time we turn around, there's something new, so it's always changing.
Do you feel the strength of what Dynamic is offering to your team for career pathing? They're a growing organization, and you know they're building the new place, they're making a move, but a little birdie flew over the other day and says we want to continue to grow. So do your people in your facility realize that there could be opportunities for them?
Absolutely. Everybody has seen it firsthand. I mean, my lead technician was my apprentice 12 years ago, so you know, he is now my lead technician. I've moved up. They get the big picture.
The testament inside of Dynamic is the people that you say, apprentice is now my lead technician. Oh, my God, there's a movie of the week right there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're continuing to invest in him. And he's going to turn the next chapter and start with the new guy. And he will start training his replacement.
Listen closely, everyone. You're figuring out what a blueprint to do it right is.
Absolutely.
Wow, cool. Mark, lead technician, you're the odd man out here.
Challenging job.
and I have to tell you, it's great to have a technician here. Any one of these guys your manager? No, besides Dwayne. Well, Dwayne doesn't
count.
Dwayne doesn't count. I mean, he's no.
There's an awful lot of laughing. What's this laughing going on here, guys? Come clean with me.
Because it's true. Dwayne doesn't count.
Ah, okay. Well, so you've really abdicated the leadership to your team.
I'm out of operations day-to-day. I'm a safety net if they have an issue. But when it comes, I trust them with no doubt. They have all the authority to make whatever decision they have to make. And that's not just with the customer. That's with the team, and that's also with our vendors. Like, if a vendor comes in and wants to change an oil supplier, wants to change, make us change, it has to go through our leaders. It doesn't come through me. We show them ownership, and they take ownership because we allow them to make the decisions so that they are moving our company forward.
How long did it take this to happen?
A long time. It took a long time for us to learn. And through mistakes, we made a lot of mistakes going along, but we had picked some great people, and they hung out with us. They hung in there, and then we learned, and we kept an open mind. And I think the fact that we opened our mind up probably made one of the biggest differences. We realized that we weren't doing it right and started to change, started to trust. I tell people, trust is number one, the very first thing, and nothing works without it.
And is communication in that top three anywhere?
I think communication is I did a class today, and I said, you know, we talk well, but we listen poorly, and we don't communicate well. That's the one reason why we do our roadmap reviews, where our goal reviews, because that way we start the communication process where we know what they're thinking, where they're heading, and they know what we're thinking or where we think they should head.
Dynamic is a big business. Did you always have a big business attitude, you know, 5-6 years ago?
I think 5 or 6 years ago we were thinking this way, but if you go back further, because we're 25 years next year, we were thinking more internally. And I generally, what I do now when I describe Dynamic Automotive is I make a circle, and then I point arrows to the inside. 10 years ago, we were thinking always to the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Then we slowly understood. We turned it around and started thinking outward. We started thinking more about the community, more about the development of our team, and that really changed the course and direction of who we are. We think out. We don't think about ourselves. We think about all our people and our communities outside, and that's where the change, I think, really happened.
Got it. Back to you, Mark. You do or you don't work for Dwayne, and I truly understand that. As a technician in a vibrant and growing service professional company, are you getting the training that is necessary to get your job done?
Absolutely.
Where are you getting it?
Absolutely. We, all over North America, I've gone to Dwayne with training opportunities and never been denied.
You're going anywhere for training?
Yep.
Are you involved in the decision as to what type of training that the team is getting?
I usually pick the classes that I take, what I'm really interested in or what will help me. And then I will go to Dwayne with questions on his opinion, how to better myself or the company as a whole.
Okay. Is there a consortium of technicians that are all kind of putting into the pool? Are you doing any resume building? Do you have a list of the classes that you've had and what may be lacking in your resume?
We do. Every class that we take, we get a completion certificate for.
Are you registering it anywhere? I mean, is there an internal resume on the training that the technicians have had?
You know, Carm, I already feel the benefit of coming in this room talking to you, because now I have something new to work on. We have that piece with our apprenticeship programs.
Yeah.
I have a list of the classes they've taken, how they've done in those classes. But we've been doing training so long, I think we just missed that step because it's been years ago we started. So I'll be revisiting that when I get back.
So I talked about this about 2 or 3 months ago in Biloxi on stage at a NAPA conference. And I have to tell you, I created right there on the Town Hall Academy exactly how to do it. And I told the service professionals that were on my panel, I said, go back, take all the books off the shelves, you know, from wherever you're saving the manuals, and throw away the ones that are 3 years old, maybe even 2.5 years old, and take the other ones. You know, the date, the training, the topic are there, and who took it, and build this incredible spreadsheet with the classes down the left side and the text across the top. And you'll be able to see if you're going to do a GDI class, you know, who needs to go. And if it was 2 years ago, then probably the refresh is important. And how many times has the industry said, you got to go to basic electric every couple, 3 years, because you know you're always going to learn something. Do you agree with that, Mark?
I do agree with that.
Wow.
Yep. You'll never know everything, and a refresher never hurts for what you do know.
What amazes you about tech today?
I would say the evolving technology just in the last 10 years.
And what's so special about it?
I don't think I'd ever would have seen self-driving cars or all the new ADAS stuff, lane departure systems.
You would have never seen it. You would have never thought you'd seen it.
I never thought I would have seen it.
Never thought you would have seen it. You got all the equipment you need to get your job done?
Not yet, but we are working on it.
Okay, and do you have a say in what the company's going to buy?
Yeah. We try to get input from all the technicians before any big purchases are made.
How many meetings do we have a week or a month that rallies the troops? I mean, do you have a specific meeting at each of the locations?
We meet once a week at our location. And basically, we just use it as a campfire thing.
All right, fine. Campfires are great. Now, do they have items on the agenda, or are you setting the agenda?
Sometimes both.
Okay, sometimes both.
Sometimes they bring stuff to me that they want, need fixed, have questions about. You know, and that's what brings up our great ideas, because I don't know everything.
Yeah. So are you following Dwayne's theory of two ears and one mouth?
Yeah, pretty much. Me and Dwayne worked together for, probably 10 years side by side, I'd say. We know each other very well.
Hey, Carm here. You know, Apex 19 is in the record books and brought the best and brightest together to create an experience like no other. Now, the big announcement for Apex 2020 is a dedicated section for the service professional. Yay! Apex will present Repair Shop HQ in its own section in 2020. So, if you earn your living in the aftermarket, Apex is for you. Sure, SEMA's fun, but you'll learn more and see more that relates to your sales growth, profits, productivity, and technology at Apex. And training? Apex will present some of the best aftermarket technician trainers as well as management trainers. Now, regarding emerging tech, Apex will feature again in 2020 the latest trends that will have an impact on the service repair professional. And equipment? Wow, see, feel, and touch the latest tools and equipment that will bring efficiencies to your business. Mark your calendar right now for Apex 20, November 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas. Listen here to learn all about Apex and when you can start registering.
Todd, do you consider yourself a good listener?
Absolutely. I'm always listening, keeping my ear to the ground, picking up different tidbits from everybody that I work with in the company.
What's the team telling you?
The team, I have a couple of different teams, quite frankly. Okay. So there's the management team, and then there's my team at my location.
Okay, what's the management team telling you?
So the management team is telling me,
what's trending?
What's trending? The biggest thing is our launch into a new point-of-sale system. That's okay. Been a big topic for our management team.
Okay, how's it going?
It's getting much better.
Good, good.
Much better.
Did you guys just ramrod this thing or take it nice and slow?
Kind of slow, but in the end, there's just that day where you got to turn that switch, and that's what we did.
Cool. What's going on, Mark? What are you hearing from management?
We're going places.
Wow. Wow. What a testament.
Yep.
That could be the subline on the website, huh? Oh, congratulations. You won one of the top websites from Auto Inc. magazine. Interesting.
Thanks, Carm. It is a real honor because I feel that our website tells our story. You know, we're able to let people know a little more about us in a deeper way and see our commitment to our team and our community. So it's a great honor that people recognize what we've done.
Listen to what Dwayne just said. We were talking earlier today about the value of websites. And someone said they're not dead, they're not gone, but you have to be sure that what you have on the first fold. You know, we know that. You know, whatever comes up on the screen's got to say the message. And then someone said, you have to. What's important is the first scroll with your finger. You know, it's got to be there. The first scroll's got to be important. So, interesting little tidbit. So, Todd, the company has experienced a tremendous amount of internal growth.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You've been there 12 years. You feel good about being part of that?
Absolutely, and I feel like I've been an integral part of that. They keep pushing the training. I keep soaking it up and, working with what we got.
So every lever you push or pull inside the company has made a difference?
Not all good, but yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we learn from the bad ones.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't know anyone who's... Even Rembrandt didn't put out... His first paintings weren't perfect.
Right.
I got it. So, Mark, how did you start with the company?
I started with the company in 2008. Actually, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Tell me that story.
It kind of... I started with the company through our tool dealer. Through a tool dealer I was purchasing tools from. He said, are you looking for another job? Not really, but I'll give it a shot. He gave me Dwayne's phone number. He said, call this guy.
What did you see in him, Dwayne?
Opportunity. I looked at him. He was eager, wanted to grow, hard worker. I'm like, we can develop. And, you know, right now he's on a career path that we did his review last year. In 10 years, he wants to lead the location he's at. Now, that's a long burn, but in the next 10 years, we're going to give him the training that when that day comes, he's going to be ready to take over.
Todd, didn't you start as a tech and now you're a location manager?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
There's the career path thing right there. Did you ever think that would happen?
It wasn't my intentions when I started, but as the, you know, the daily operations changed, I grew with the company and the need was there, and I stepped up.
So you found the opportunity. I mean, you saw some really great light on the end of the horizon, and you said, I think I'm going to chase that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and it wasn't without a little push from the other management team to, you know, give me the training I needed to make sure I was effective.
Yeah. You know, we hear some background noise here. It's Bill Hanvey and Paul McCarthy up on the Let's Tech stage. But I think we're going to be okay. I think, boy, they got that thing cranked right up. The whole day it's been low, but I guess when the bosses get up there, I'm interviewing those guys tomorrow, so I'll give them a break. Hey, Bob, let's go back to you. I know there's some really exciting, something different going on at Dynamic, and you had your hands in it.
There is. I've always been into Jeeps and kind of wanted to get into the building of them and lifting and whatnots, you know, anything to make them different out of the ordinary everyday working of cars. So
now I want everybody to listen to this because it's not only a stretch and a twist in the business model. The leaders of Dynamic said, Bob, run with it.
They did. They basically gave me free will to run with it as far as I want to. And we are out here at Vegas and we're not here for training. So that's unusual for us.
Because you're here to see what's going on in the 4x4 world, huh?
We're here to see the newest, wow, latest, and greatest stuff.
So the 4x4s, people are willing to spend money on those.
They are.
Those vehicles, aren't they? What are they doing? I mean, is it uplifts? What's going on?
Lifting them, wheels, tires. I mean, it is endless of the stuff that you see that people are doing to these Jeeps.
So give me an idea of an average work order, the value. I mean, are they spending $1,000?
No, not even close.
It's more.
Yeah, you can spend $5,000 to $50,000 depending upon where you want to go with it. I visited another shop and a brand new vehicle off the showroom floor, and they were doing $25,000 worth of work to it. And the
what?
Guy, yeah, it's crazy.
Brand new, probably already cost $35,000.
Or $55,000.
Or $55,000, and they're putting another $25,000 in it.
Yeah, it hasn't even left their lot yet.
Is it chrome? Is it just toys?
Making it so it's looks like a monster truck.
So it's mud ready.
Yeah.
I mean, big time mud ready. Hill and mud ready, right?
Absolutely. Rocks, wow, you name it, they're rock going over them.
Okay. How did you get where you are today as the VP of operations?
Worked a lot of meaningless jobs, in and out. I've been a technician pretty much most of my life.
I meaningless went to jobs. Help me with that one.
Go nowhere jobs. We'll put it that way.
Ah, okay.
No future, just you're here for today. And got an opportunity through a friend of mine that actually worked for Dynamic, and we sat down and talked to the three owners at that point in time, and they brought me in, and I was a technician.
And you started as a tech?
Yep.
Wow.
So from there, I took over. I stepped out of that. I always had to plan to get out of it. You can't turn wrenches all your life.
Okay, Mark, you're the tech. You work for a location manager. But do you respect the fact that Bob used to turn wrenches?
Absolutely. I turned wrenches alongside with Mark.
Wow.
So we were a team.
See, this whole career path thing and this whole evolution thing, he actually stitches and knits together a family here for you guys. I could see you all get along. You respect each other. Dwayne, you've pulled all the right levers. You've given opportunity to the guys and ladies who wanted it, who earned it. And I think the earning part, do any of you believe you haven't earned the position that you're in?
No, not at all.
Guys, working with customers in this high-tech car, do they really respect and appreciate what they're driving?
I think most of our customers do respect that. I mean, they take us as the professional. But with all the
ADAS-equipped vehicles that are on the road now, are they really in tune with that this is a computer on wheels? And are you helping them understand that?
I would say so. You know, it's a lot of education, too. I mean, I've had customers that hate driving a car that has lane departure because it's always yelling at them and shaking the wheel. Once they get into a situation where it saves their life, it changes things.
My daughter just got a new car, and she goes, Dad, I may have to turn this off. And I said, please, honey, don't.
Yes.
Please, honey, don't. Sounds like a song. Please, honey, don't. And here's the deal. I think the deal is, we sit down with the salesperson in the passenger seat, and he goes over the center stack and all the really cool things and Apple CarPlay and reading text and all that stuff, right? And when it comes to the whole safety piece, they're highlighting it. And so here's my question. Should we, as location managers, hold a quarterly event for all new car owners to come in here and we'll teach you all about your high-tech car?
That would be something very nice to consider, but so many of these systems are so proprietary to the individual manufacturers. You know, they engage differently, how they operate.
It just doesn't matter. Get the manual out and say, hey, listen, you know, there's going to be six or eight people in the class. But the point of it is, if it's a new car, they could go to the dealer for the free oil change, or they're going to work them really hard. So they were driving an old car, 10-year-old car, and they've been a great loyal customer, and now they have a new car. Well, how do we keep them in the fold? Now, I know you would probably have a program to keep the oil changes coming with this new vehicle, but as the vehicle ages, you want to own that service and maintenance on the car. Well, if you helped them learn and appreciate, respect, and understand the high tech of the car, then anytime there's a high tech problem and the dealer convinces them that's where they got to go, who should they think about? But the person who really taught them. Forget about proprietary and the switches and how it works. It's the fact that here's what lane departure is about. And here's why it's important. You may have a switch over here and a switch over there, and it may have a triple switch over here. But the fact of the matter is, you should not disengage this unless you're driving on some crazy old country road. I don't know what the deal is, right? But to me, I think there's a huge opportunity there. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's something that we can actually look into. I mean, the problem is every car is different, so we'd be learning as we go ourselves.
Oh, and bingo, isn't that something? Yeah. And that's exactly how every technician learned. Oh, my God, here comes a new vehicle with a new system on it. I'm going to tackle it. And so if you're going to become an expert in every way in the automotive for your customer, wouldn't it be cool when they call the service counter and they say, I'm not sure how lane departure works. What do you have? Oh, I have a Nissan Rogue. You know that switch on the bottom left? Wouldn't that be cool? Because I'll guarantee you can take a high-tech car, Mark, and talk to another tech across town and tell them exactly what to do because you've been there and done that.
Yep. So, and it goes both ways.
It absolutely does. So why shouldn't we learn about what's going on, you know, in the pilot's seat? Anyway, I got on my bully pulpit there for a minute, and I didn't mean to, but you know, I just saw a vein, and I went for it.
You know, Carmen, it's an interesting idea you brought up there, and I think it's definitely something we can look into because we know the dealers offer how to, you know, get to know your car and set it up each of the buttons do. But, you know, they feed you with the fire hose, and they walk away probably more confused than they did when they first bought the car. So it's an opportunity to make that connection with the customer, and that's what we do is the relationships. Yeah, yeah. And that's just continuing. Even though they now have a new car, and we won't see them as often for a little while, but their family's still coming to us. They don't have six new cars. They have one new car and a couple other older ones. So it's a piece that we will look into, I believe so, and the team will make a decision on it and make something happen.
Cool, cool. All right. Todd, what's your favorite comfort food?
Comfort food. I don't know. hard to say.
Are you
so
kidding
many.
Me?
So many.
McDonald's fries? Come on.
No.
I love that. Huh? Bob, what's your favorite comfort food?
I don't know. I'm a Reese's kind of guy.
Oh, baby, after my own heart, huh? I love Almond Joys, just by the way.
Those always work, too.
Oh, great. What's your favorite band, Mark? Oh, by the way, these are like rapid-fire questions that are...
I don't know that I have one, Carl.
They have nothing to do with the industry, but it's fun. We'll learn a little bit about you. You got a favorite band, Todd?
I do not.
Okay, how about you, Bob?
I got one called Amish Outlaws. Look them up.
Okay, country western?
They are... They're kind of a cover band, but they are very well-known in our area.
Cool. How do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Eggs?
Omelet.
Ah, western?
Denver.
Bob, how do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Who's somebody you really admire, Mark?
My parents.
Cool.
I'd second that.
Bob?
Third.
Wow. If you could pick up one new skill tomorrow, what would it be? Mark?
Welding.
How about you, Todd?
Dancing.
Me too, by the way. Yes. I may not be Dancing with the Stars, but it was Jennifer Filzen who tells me I've got to go learn how to do Western dancing. And, God, I'd just love to be able to do that. I'm regressing right now that Ann and I, back when we first got married, our anniversary was yesterday, and I will not tell you how many years, but we learned how to do the hustle. That may age me just a bit. Bob?
Well, I'd say dancing because, you know, we have the perfect leader at one of our locations, Jose. He is a dancing fool.
Jose is?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm not a dancer, so.
All right. If you had a phobia you'd like to break, what would it be, Bob?
Oh, snakes.
Indiana Jones, huh? Todd?
Heights.
Ah, oh, boy. Ann says to me the other day, we have to clean the gutters. It's going to snow. Yeah, right. I hate that. Mark, how about you? Phobia?
That I want to break?
Yeah.
None.
None?
I got a snake phobia, but I don't want to break it. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Great, great answer. Hey, guys, this was a blast. We should do this again. I so admire Dynamic, and it's great to have met the team here, and I know you've got a huge team, but Dwayne, you bring your people to a lot of training events. I admire you for that. How did you end up picking the team here?
We actually do carefully think out who we take where, and we try to do it at the beginning of the year because we do so many different training events, because we try to spread the love so everybody gets something. We like somebody, especially if they've been with us for a couple of years, to do something nationally where they get to spend some time away, mm-hmm. Which is important, and learning and then hopefully enjoying the trip as well. But we brought Mark because we're doing some ADOS stuff with AutoCare, mm-hmm. and where Mark will be the one actually doing some of the calibration, so we wanted him to get some training and all around here. And plus, he's been taking a lot of managerial training too, because he's got a pathway he's wanting to accomplish, so he's taking the opportunity. And both Todd and Bob are here because of the Dynamic Off-Road. They're not just over there looking at the pretty Jeeps and the lifted vehicles. They're actually making connections and networking, you know, expanding who we are, suppliers, and who we can get stuff from, more ideas. It's a new business model for us, and we're letting them develop that model. So those two are here because of that. Myself, Lee, and Jose, we're not doing that. I've gave a class today. I've been busy in judging and all different things, so I don't have time. Lee's been looking at new equipment for our new shop that we're building. Yeah. Jose's been in training himself. So instead of one of the three owners doing that, Bob and Todd have been developing a business model. I don't even know if they realize that's what they're doing now, is they're making our business model for that.
Well, kudos to you for delegating that. Guys, is this your first show of this magnitude?
Actually, Bob and I were both here with the team 5 years ago, so it's our second trip out.
Okay. Take me back 5 years. When you saw an event this size, did you get a different appreciation of the size of our industry?
So 5 years ago when I came, it was the first trip to Las Vegas. So my mind was blown before we even got
over. It was blown by Vegas. It was blown by the size of the industry.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole taking it all in was just wow.
Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, to see that amount of people and just how big this industry is just mind-blowing.
And just in order to recover from an event like this, you got to take a few days off when you get back, right?
No, we got to get back and get back to it. That's how you put it back, write it back into it.
See, and thank you for just leading into this. The investment in any kind of long-distance training, I don't know, regional or national, is we've heard this over and over again. When the team gets back, they figure out how to step it up a notch or two because they were gone. It's amazing how that works.
I tell you what's really neat is seeing a team member come back from training, and, I mean, they are supercharged. They are ready to start implementing what they just learned, and it's really fun to watch.
Well, guys, I so appreciate this. Bob Allen, VP of Ops, Location Leader at Dynamic. Todd Zimmerman, Location Leader. And Mark Murphy, Lead Technician. And, of course, my friend and one of the partners of Dynamic, Dwayne Myers. Thanks for bringing the team here, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, Carm.
Thanks, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.